do for others what you would have them do for you. So if you do good to them, they're going to do good to you. If you love them, they're going to love you. If you hate them and talk evil about them, they're going to hate you and talk evil about you. That's just the way it's going to be. So we just don't understand these principles. Then he says in the next verse, you can enter God's kingdom only through the narrow gate. The highway to hell is broad. And its gate is wide for the many who choose the easy way. Many choose the easy way. But the gateway to life is very narrow or very small. And the road is narrow and only a few will find it. Do you want to be one of those few? You know, after Cheryl and I got married, after walking together for a few months, she told me one day, she said, you walk in a place that I've never dreamed of. She said, you walk in a place on a razor blade. I said, yes, I do. She said, the pathway you walk is not just narrow. She said, it's a razor blade. I said, I know. That's what God told me. The pathway to life is very narrow. And few there will be that will find this path, that will read this book, that will walk where he says walk. Am I going to walk this thing? And I've come to realize the faster you walk it, the easier it is to walk. The slower you try to walk it, the more difficult it is to stand on that razor blade. In fact, I saw something this week. We took a few days off this week and just had a little vacation Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And we went up to Branson, Missouri. The team of us did, six of us. And we went to a few shows. And in one of the shows, I saw a man do something that if you had have told me as an engineer this could possible, I would have never dreamed this could have been possible. But I saw a man climb a ladder in the middle of a platform with nothing supporting it. He climbed up a ladder about 8 foot tall, and I thought, this is great. He climbed up and straddled the top and sat there with the ladder setting straight up. Now, try that sometime. And then after I saw him do it, I thought, this is absolutely fantastic. And then to top that off, I saw him take two little foot things and put right in the very top of the ladder and climb up on the top of that ladder, get up on the top deal, and then put 1 foot on this and 1 foot on that and stand on the top of that ladder. And then, after this, I saw him take a three-bladed thing and put a cap on top of his head, and he light each one of these, and he spun these things, and they're going around on top of his head, and then he's standing there with three more of them, torches in his hand, and he is juggling all three of these things standing on top of this thing. And then if that wasn't enough, then I saw him take 1 foot off of that and put three rings around it, and he's swinging them things around on his leg. Now he said, you children that are seeing, don't go home and try this in your front room. Don't light these torches and try to climb this ladder in your front room. Because if you do, you'll burn your daddy's house down. Now, what is the limitations that we have as human beings today? It's all right here. This man had accomplished something that I thought was impossible. I wouldn't even have dreamed of trying to climb a ladder without something holding it up. But this guy climbed an 8-foot ladder straight up and then done all those other things. And we all saw this. You know? It is amazing what God has made in the human being and what the human being can do when they have in their mind and in their heart that nothing is impossible with me. I can do this. I can do this. But see, we go through life thinking, I can't do that. That would be impossible. Somebody said, why don't you climb that ladder? Okay, put it up against the wall. I can climb the ladder. No, don't lean it against. No, just stand it up in the middle of the floor. You're crazy. Nobody can climb a ladder standing up in the middle of the floor. But one day this guy said, I believe I can do that. And he learned how to do that. Then he thought, well, you know, if I can climb a ladder, maybe I can do something else. And he just kept improving on all these. It's awesome what he done. So, you know, that's just like That's just like a few years ago when I first started learning to fly. You know, I mean, I got in a little bitty tiny single engine airplane with a guy. Ty just recently done this. And you get in a little single engine airplane with two seats in it and an instructor, and they take you up and teach you how to hold the airplane level and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, it looks easy. And then when the guy says, I remember when he told me, he said, okay, now that I've showed you how the yoke works and all the stuff works and the rudder pedals, now then just put the horizon right there off of the cowl and just fly straight and level for about 2 or 3 minutes. And you reach up with a death grip. You know, I mean, a death grip. You know, you're trembling and you're thinking, oh, this is going to be so hard. And then the day comes, you know, that a little while later, you go out there and get in an airplane, you know, that you got a big, long checklist. You read down other stuff, set everything, get out there on the end of the runway, take off, go up, got retractable gear, constant speed props, multi-engines, all kinds of stuff. And you go up to 9 or 10,000 feet and fly across with a GPS, and in an hour and a half, you're home from Branson. Beautiful trip. What happened between the day you got in the airplane with that with that little bitty tiny thing and the day you feel so comfortable in the big one? A lot of practice. That's the difference. A lot of practice. Like Ty told me the other day, he's having a problem with something. He's only got about 100 hours now, and he's having a problem with something. He says, where were you when I needed you? He said, I need the man with thousands of hours of experience out here to help me. You know, but see, he'll get there. He's already well on his way. But he's had a lot of practice. And the more practice he has, the better he is. I got tickled at Cheryl the other day. He said when he first got his airplane, he got all the family, including Cheryl, out there, and he taxied them down the runway. See, he knows he's not a licensed pilot. He knows he's not a licensed pilot. But he tells Cheryl, wouldn't you still have to go around and pattern me one time? She says, no, you don't have a license. We ain't flying with you. We'll ride with you on the ground, but not in the air. He wanted to fly with his family. But now he can. He takes them all the time. And the other day I got tickled at him. He went down to a football game, I think, in the College Station or where it was the other day to watch the Aggies play. And he took his son with him. And on the way back, he said, the dad. He said, well, we're going to fly back at night. He said, Dad, don't think we ought to wait till tomorrow. Nah, I said, we're going to fly back at night. And he told me, when I saw him, he said, you know, I've learned how to make your son a prayer warrior. He said, take him flying at night. Oh. So see, if you can't get them to pray one way, then put them in a dangerous situation. You know, you can teach them how to pray and pray effectively. See, so there's many ways to do this. But the Lord tells us there how to become effective prayer warriors. And then he tells us how to treat people. And then he tells us about the narrow gate that you and I need to walk. And I don't know about you, but I want to wind up in heaven someday, don't you? Well, he tells me to get there. There's a very narrow path that I got to follow to get there. But I want to follow that narrow path. I don't want to take the world's ways. Now then, the very next one he says here in this Matthew 7, he says the tree and its fruit, he says beware of false prophets in verse 15. Beware of false prophets. Let me tell you, there's a lot of them out there. There's very few real prophets out there, but there's a lot of false ones. Beware of false prophets who come disguised as harmless sheep. They come disguised as harmless sheep. But they are really wolves that will tear you apart. So you better be cautious. You can detect them by the way they act. You can detect them by the way they act. Just as you can identify a tree by its fruit. You don't pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles. A healthy tree produces only good fruit. And an unhealthy tree produces bad fruit. A good tree can't produce bad fruit. And a bad tree can't produce good fruit. It's impossible. So every tree that does not produce good fruit is chopped down and thrown into the fire. Yes, the way to identify a tree or a person is by the kind of fruit that it produces. You can tell. A man walks in and says, I know Jesus. Oh, yeah? Tell me about your Jesus. Me and Jesus got a deal. You go to church? Nope. Tell me about your Jesus. And for the next 2 or 3 minutes, he tells you about his Jesus. And in the course of it, he's using words of profanity. He's taking God's name in vain. You want his Jesus? No. Does he know Jesus? No. Does he think he knows Jesus? Yes. But does he know the King? No. He don't know him. Don't have a clue who he is. Don't have a clue. How can you tell a real Christian? By their fruit. Are they walking in love? Are they going to church? Do they love to be with Jesus? Do they love to be around God's people? Are they producing fruit for the kingdom of God? Are they helping people that's needy? You know, are they walking in love? Are they doing anything for the kingdom of God? Are they saving the lost? Are they healing the sick? Are they casting out demons? Do they have any attributes that God's children should have? If they don't have, you need to be very careful with those people. It's like the other day, a story about a man that was a pilot, and he got killed flying a little 150. Airline captain for American Airlines, flying to big boys all over the country. But he loved to play, you know, and that's okay. You know, lots of pilots love to play, especially getting a little airplane. They like to do, and he was a great pilot. But he went out one day, and his little 150, he flew it from DFW Airport to his ranch where he lived up here. And it was just a few-minute flight, that little 100-mile-an-hour 150, but it was a pretty good little jog if you had to drive a car. So he had this little airplane, and he flew it, landed on his farm, had a little hangar there for it and everything. Well, now he goes by and gets a great big 50-pound battery for a piece of equipment, and he just sets it behind the seat in his 150.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.